film again. How do you think? He had a couple passes in the first half. Are those ones where you pull him aside and say that that you shouldn't ever attempt those, or are they?
No, not ever. Okay. I wouldn't say that. I mean, I would say that, a couple of the plays in the first half of that game, I'm sure Derek's going to tell you here that he wishes he had those plays back. But I wouldn't say never, no. As I don't want them not to be aggressive with football, both of those situations. One, could borderline be a little bit of a force issue where he's trying to, he's trying to fit a ball in there. And then, and there's nothing wrong with that, trying to fit a ball in there. We just got to throw more accuracy. They make better, better location throw. And then the other was a communication issue, and Derek, I think, would tell you that was pretty much on him in that situation. He's learning from it. He sees it on film, and, I think he knows the answer to that question right now. So, but that being said, I don't want him to lose his aggressiveness at all. I want him to continue to throw at those people. And, there's a lot of good corners in our league and good players in our league, and we can't shy away from every one of them. We got to take our chances when they're out there. The interesting thing, and I'll give you, but, in the first half of that game, and we broke the numbers down, and I, off the top of my head right now, I'm going to say, Derek was like 11 of whatever, 11 of 17 maybe in the first half or whatever it was, with two interceptions. And in the second half of the game, which was a good sign of a young quarterback, he comes back and he's like, I'm going to say maybe 14 to 19 and two touchdowns. So that was a good sign. I've seen that go the other way badly, in my time and just, with young quarterbacks. So it gives you a little more answer to your question, I guess.
What can you do to fix the run game right now?
Block better. We got to block better at the point of attack. Hey, bottom line is yesterday that team just beat us at the point of attack. So you got to give them credit. They beat us at the point of attack. Hard thing for me to say, but they did. You're watching the game, you'll see it. You see it on the film. The green jerseys were they were in our backfield, and that means you're losing the. You're not winning the battle at the point of attack. And they did a good job of, of attempting to single us up, in some situations, but we knew that was, that wasn't an issue. I mean, we had planned for that during the week, but they got off faster than we got off in some of those scenarios. Now, again, we came out in the second half. We had two efficient runs back-to-back. We tossed to Darren and then a ball to Marcel. They came out there and he made a good run on and the guys blocked it really well, but we just weren't able to string together consecutive plays like that. And really that was the only time in the game where we had two back-to-back efficient plays that way. So, I got to do a better job of it with the line and, but everybody's kind of got a hand in it, right now. But we got to be at the point of attack yesterday. First time that I could say that this season.
Did Gabe Jackson suffer an injury? Some fans were saying that something was mentioned on television.
Gabe left the game and he was injured. He actually played one more play and then came out of the game. So we'll see where it is. Right now we're still gathering some information. I mean, he's in the meeting room right now, but we'll see where that is.
What's the nature of his injury?
Nice try.
Yeah.
How does 0-4, since you took over, different than the 0-4 start of the season?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess you guys have to answer that. I mean, I know how it's different, okay? I see how it's different right now, but I'm not into 0-4 before or any of those things. I'm just looking at where we are right now. I think this team right now is the few things that I think are happening right now is I think that, you know, that in situations where an error occurs or a penalty occurs or something to that effect happens, I think our guys' response to that has been better. Like, I think the response has been much better. What I mean by that is the next play, it doesn't bleed over. We can stop the bleeding a little bit easier. And then, you know, the other thing I think is just that, you know, I think the effort right now out there has been tremendous. I mean, I really do. There's not many plays in that game that I can turn on that I can watch and think that there's, you know, hey, there's a lack of effort here. This guy's not playing hard in this play. That wasn't the case either. You know, I think in several areas on the defensive side of the ball, we're improving right now. I thought in some special teams areas yesterday we improved. We had one special teams play that wasn't one very good. It was a result of a, you know, obviously a big punt and then a, you know, a return on their end. But that was a, you know, that was a big return. But, you know, we changed the game a little bit in that phase, which we needed to do. And that kind of gave us some life. You know, and I think that from a protection standpoint right now, the guys are protecting the passer much better at this particular time. You know, he did get hit a little bit much for my liking yesterday. They got hit 4 or 5 times in the game. Now we hit those guys 12 times, and hitting that quarterback 12 times is hard to do. Hey, so I think we're getting around the quarterback better, protecting the quarterback better. So I think there's a lot of areas of improvement right now. I think you're seeing a lot of young players, you know, that are contributing to a lot of those factors too, and that's been a good sign too. So, but it's still 0-4. So,
Michael Rivera hauled in 2 touchdown throws yesterday. What did you see from him yesterday, and how's he progressing?
Well, I mean, I think in the last 2 games now, I mean, I don't know the exact numbers. Probably got 15 catches or 14 catches in the last 2 games, and you know, a couple touchdowns, and I don't know, one too long ago where you guys were sitting in the room and you were saying to me, well, what about Michael Rivera? And I just told you that those things happen. Hey, it's going to come. Hey, be patient, you know, and it's happening. Michael's contributed a lot, and, you know, he's done a nice job that way. He made 2 great catches yesterday. I mean, they were really hard catches, you know, that he made, and that's in a contested environment, you know, which I thought was really good to see. We need that out of Michael, quite honestly. I think once that stuff starts to happen, all of a sudden the things on the perimeter become a little easier, you know, when you find the tight end that they have to pay attention to. So that was good to see. You know, I mean, it was good to see Darren catch the ball in the under areas of the field, Maurice catch the ball in the under areas of the field yesterday and turn those into, you know, some bigger plays. So, but Michael's improving. He's getting better and better. You know, he needs to keep working fundamentally, as we all do. You know, right now I think that's probably the biggest area that we need to continue to improve on right now is our fundamentals, because, you know, our effort is great. It's just, you know, continuing to work on the how, you know.
I haven't studied all your offensive lines in the past, but is it unusual for one of your lines to be a lot better at pass blocking than
one? Yeah, it is. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, the groups I've been around have always been able to protect the passer, but, you know, we've been more efficient. I don't want to say more efficient. That's a bad word. Because it's not true right now. Again, the efficiency thing. This game, we have 5 minus runs in. You know, this is the first time. I would say up until last week, we were in the top 2 in the league in minus plays right now. Best, you know, as a team. You know, and that's one area that we've done a great job in. But in this game, you know, there was 5 minus runs in this game. And again, you got to give those guys credit on, you know, but that's not something that I'm used to. And partly because, you know, again, I think the number of attempts, you know, I'm just not used to that. The number of attempts being what they are right now. And you know, we put ourselves there, you know, you're down on the road in that kind of situation, and we put ourselves in that position a little bit, you know, on several occasions. And, you know, normally I'm more used to being in the, you know, the 30 range, somewhere around there, and I think that produces better numbers. You know, right now what you're doing is you're running one play and then you're going to the next run, you know, that maybe you had in your game plan or your script or whatever it is. And by the time you get around to running that one play again, you know, well, you know, you're almost out of bullets, meaning, you know, we had 16 runs in the game yesterday, and I think we had 62 gradable plays. So, you know, I mean, we carried maybe 17 runs in the game, different runs going into the game, so, which is a low number for us. You know, we've cut back on that number just because of the volume, you know, so that's something that we did during the bye week, and, you know, it started out being good, you know, but as of late, you know, we haven't done a good enough job. I haven't done a good enough job.
What happened on Lynch's first touchdown run? First one for Lynch, it seemed like about 10 of their guys pushing only a couple of your guys.
Well, we had two guys at the point, you know, two guys right at the point that hit him, you know, and he's a big, strong runner, and then they got behind it, and all of a sudden it became a little bit of a rugby scrimmage out there, you know, and kind of, you know, they heaved him, you know, into the end zone, and, you know, he's a low center of gravity, you know, strong guy, and we were up a little bit high, you know, and he pushed the pile and, you know, and got himself into the end zone. Again, I said after the game last night, I've been on the other end of that same run a couple times by the same player, and, you know, it's not anything new to me. I've seen it before. He's just a powerful guy that has a low center of gravity that's hard to tackle. You know, you got to make sure you get down around his legs to tackle him and wrap tackle him. And I think we were up a little high in a close quarters like that, you know, and all of a sudden you had a bunch of linemen from the back pushing too, and that worked out, you know, and obviously in their favor.
Disappointing not to have more guys to rally.
You know, we had some guys there. You know, I'll be honest with you. I thought yesterday our defensive guys flew around pretty good. I mean, we had a lot of hats to the football in a lot of situations yesterday. Now, you know, where we got hurt yesterday a couple different times, I mean, we, you know, we had a couple of, you know, deals where we let the quarterback out of there. And, you know, we lost contain on a few different deals where he got out and does kind of did what he does, you know, and either extended the play and made a play down the field. Now, several times we plastered him pretty good, you know, we covered him pretty good down the field, but, you know, and he had to run it, you know, maybe 6 yard gain here or whatever, but there was one or two times where he took off down the field and made a couple big chunk plays on us that hurt us.
Last week I kind of danced around the topic of holds against Khalil Mack. Do you guys send film to the league about some of those plays? Do you see things in film that you think may warrant
yes.
a second look?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Yeah. We'll send probably, I mean, you know, there's a rule, there's a number that you can send into the league. I won't get into all that, but we send them, you know, and I send them honestly, you know, to be honest with you, the school I'm from, you don't do it, okay? That's the school I'm from, all right? But, you know, I do it because I want to be able to coach the players on the foul, you know? So, I mean, we wait. We, you know, usually a response comes back, you know, a little bit later in the week, and then we can coach players, you know, on that particular situation. So that's what we do. But, you know, Khalil had some good rushes yesterday. So he flew around pretty good. I would say that Khalil would tell you that, you know, that he flew around good probably was, you know, for him a good game. Not a, you know, not a great game, but a good game. So, but he flew around good.
You guys have more?
We've had some other younger players, aside from the draft class, and also some late additions to the team, make some contributions in recent weeks. Benson Mayoa, Danico Autry. Can you talk about those guys a little bit?
Yeah, sure can. I mean, that's a good question. You know, I think that, and again, I said this last night to a couple different people. When you're 0-8, okay, you know, I get it. There's not a lot to be proud of, okay, if you're, you know, if you're a fan, maybe sitting out there looking at it saying, hey, they're 0-8. Okay, I understand that. I mean, this business is about wins. And but when I look at the young players like Benson or like Autry, you know, or like Michael Rivera or like Derek Carr or like, you know, and the list goes on and on and on, DJ, okay, these type of players. So, I mean, you're seeing, you know, Gabe Jackson. You're seeing a lot of young players that are going to be the core of this football team for a long time, you know, that are really getting involved and contributing an awful lot, having to play an awful lot. You know, we've been in a situation now where in the last couple of weeks, I mean, and nobody, you know, nobody cares about that. Nobody's going to cry over it. Everybody suffers injuries at this time of year, you know, but where different guys have had to step up, you know, like even yesterday, you know, Asante had to be, you know, called into duty and do some extra jobs. You know, I thought Brandon Ross yesterday did a nice job in the game, you know, during the course of that game. So a lot of young players playing a lot of plays right now. Autry goes in there yesterday and changes the game. You know, I mean, this was your job. This is your job. We need you to do this. You know, you might play on defense. You'll get X amount of plays. But on special teams, this is how you can factor in. And the guy goes in there and does exactly what we asked him to do, and he blocks a kick, and, you know, and Bryce recovers it. And all of a sudden it gets, you know, it's that one play that kind of starts the storm. Unfortunately, you know, we needed the storm to start a little bit earlier than that, you know, but it was forced by a young player at that time, you know. And our veterans have been really good about helping these young players along. We got great veterans that way. You know, but, you know, there's some young kids here to be proud of.
Hayden got hit with the penalties. Were they warranted, and what do you say to him about those?
Warranted, not warranted, I won't get into. You know, the unsportsmanlike penalty on the sideline, I completely understand why they called it. What I told them on the sideline is, listen, I like the way you compete. Because on that play, he made a really good hit. I mean, he made a good break on the football. He made a good hit, you know, and it was one of those things that on a 3-yard catch, you know, the guy knew he was there, you know. So that part of it, you know, I don't want to not applaud. You know, I want DJ to know, you know, that I'm gonna make sure I'm saying them right now. That I got to have a DJ and a TJ. But that DJ understood that on that play, that was, you know, I applaud that. Okay? The other part of it, we can't do. That's Oakland beating Oakland. Okay? And we can't have it. And I made that perfectly clear to them. You know, so these are things that I'm pointing out during the week. You know, I mean, every day in practice here, we have officials here. We get reports now. This is a little bit different. You know, and these reports I'll put up on the board, and the kids will see their penalties and those type of things during the course of the week. So I'm making an emphasis on this. You know, which is something that, you know, I think is important for us as we get down the road, because all those things are hitting yards. You know, I mean, that penalty, for example, was a 19-yard play. You know, earlier in the game was a 36-yard play. So, you know, those type of penalties, you know, whether they are penalties or not penalties, that particular one I understand particularly, you know, I clearly understand why it was called. And you know, and DJ and I had a conversation about it, and we were on the same page there.